My name is Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date is the 4th of August 2009 and the time is now 8:16 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Ellie Gill. I'm 22 and I'm from Birmingham.
How are you?
I'm alright.
Did you come from Birmingham today?
No, I came last night and stayed over.
Do you come down to London very often?
Not really, but apparently in like the last month I've come down about 3 times. Just my sister's getting married, so we came down to look for bridesmaid dresses. Just because.
Can you remember how you first heard about the One Another project?
My boyfriend told me about it, because he knows that I like Anthony Gormley.
Where did he see it, do you know?
He said it was in some kind of newspaper or something. Well, I don't know. He didn't really say.
Did he apply as well?
No, he didn't.
What was it about the project which appealed to you? Why did you want to apply?
I don't know, it's just the idea I could actually get involved. I don't know, just... Maybe just that. So but it was open to everyone, there wasn't any sort of like, no you can't. I just thought I'd try my luck and see what happened.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Surprised, very surprised. Because it's one of those things that you're like, oh yeah, I'll put my name down. You don't realise you actually might get picked. So.
What is it about his work that you like? You mentioned that your boyfriend thought you'd like this project. Mm-hmm. What is it about Anthony Gormley's stuff you like?
Well, I went up to Crosby Beach and saw the Another Place, and I really liked that. Just the kind of, I don't know, just a bit poetic, isn't it? Staring out at the sea and then changing, and just really liked it.
Do you think there are any similarities between that and this project?
Not really. I don't know. Well, just that it involves humans and just people in general. I suppose the standing, but I don't know, it's a bit different, isn't it? It's a bit more performance orientated.
Do you know what you're going to be doing with your hour on the plinth?
Sitting and sketching, and it's my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to hold up a little sort of sign for him.
Say what?
Happy birthday for tomorrow, don't expect any more presents. Yeah.
So how long have you been sketching for?
I don't know, I've always liked sketching since school. Obviously did art, A-level, and then I did my first part of an architecture degree, and it's just sort of carried on. It's just one of the things I like doing, really.
So you studied architecture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where did you study then?
UWE in Bristol.
And you're working now?
I am, but not as an architect. Yeah, it's just a temp job for the NHS. I'm just working in an office at the moment, but hopefully sometime soon they'll morph into a proper job.
Do you want to work in architecture?
Yeah, something to do with it, yeah.
And what kind of area?
I don't, obviously I like the public art. It's because I did my dissertation on public art and just in general, and it's just that sort of urban design area that I'd like to go into.
What was the dissertation?
It was on sorry. It was on why public art is needed in new housing developments as opposed to housing creating its own art. So why it feels like it needs to have extra.
Did you base this in any particular place? A study in any particular place?
I did a case study of, it was a place called Warbles in Glasgow, because we went there in our second year, and I remembered it from then, just that there seemed to be quite a lot of...
What was it like?
I don't know. It did just seem like it was very sort of like mixed, like sort of a bit of a patchwork of different buildings. I don't know, brought together by the fact that there was so much art inside, concentrated but quite obvious art.
Obvious in what way,
sorry? Just that it was obvious that they'd included it as opposed to just like subtleness of the architecture. It was a case of here's the housing, here's the art, and you could tell that they'd kind of put it on top.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
The usual things, like my friends and my family, and I don't know.
Can you tell me a little bit about the place where you come from?
Birmingham. I come from South Birmingham, so Kings Norton. I've pretty much lived there my whole life until I went to Bristol. It's really odd. You don't realise people make fun of Brummies until you leave, really. I don't know, because of like the accent and things. You don't realise until you go somewhere else and people start trying to do your accent. Yeah, but I don't think I have too much of the accent, so it's fine. I don't get it too much.
And what was it like being in Bristol?
It was the first time I'd been away from home. So that was a bit weird, but it just got familiar over the years, so it just felt as much, it's weird, but it just felt as much home as home did.
And you're planning to stay in Birmingham?
Yeah, I came back this June, so I don't really have any plans to go back to Bristol, so just stay in Birmingham.
How would you put a picture of yourself?
How would I describe myself? Shy? Probably. I'm quite stubborn. I don't know. I'm quite curious. I like, I don't know, knowing what's going on, and maybe a little bit nosy. I don't know. I'm not very good at interviews.
What were the three adjectives that you chose for the website, can you remember?
I didn't choose any. I didn't fill them in. But it would probably be shy, stubborn, curious. Yeah, probably.
What are you going to be sketching when you're up there? Are you going to concentrate on one view? Are you going to change around? What are you going to do?
I don't I was just planning to go up there and see what looked like it needed to be sketched, as opposed to deciding beforehand, because it will look different when I'm up there. So I was just going to see what.
Do you have any concerns or reservations about going up there?
Yes, lots. I don't know, it's just the being watched. Completely from every angle,
or on the web.
Probably more live, because I won't notice that people are watching on the web. But if you've got people just, especially if you're trying to do something like teaching, you're just trying to, and everyone's looking.
How will you deal with being watched, do you think?
I'll pretend I'm not there. I don't know. Or I'll pretend they're not there. Just, I don't know. When you just zone out.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really.
Thanks very much.